Hello, and welcome to the podcast for all of us who love to read about the same two idiots over and over. We talk to the authors and the fans of the brilliant world of Dramione Fix and learn how they got here. It's all about what I like to call the Dramione effect. A quick disclaimer before you get into this episode, we talk about explicit rated fix on this podcast and are known to use vulgar language, discuss sex, drugs, and other possibly triggering items. So as always with fanfiction, mind your tags. You can find all the relevant info about this episode in your show notes. Now sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to the Dramione Effect. I am so happy to invite Winter Wells into the Dramione Effect. I had Major Ego Death Eater put to the side because of the fact that it was a whip when I first saw it. And I was like, oh, I don't know, like getting into another whip, like I already have six or seven, you know, underway, like let's give it a minute. And then I had my amazing episode with All of the Lights 11. She basically whipped my ass into shape and was like, no. You need to stop putting this off. Go read it. Winter Wells is an amazing author, amazing writer. And I think it's something that, you know, you would really enjoy. And she was pretty fucking right, as always, with All of the Lights. You know, I don't take anything that she says half-ass. So luckily enough, Winter Wells was open to coming on and chatting with me about the work that she's got going on, and it's some pretty fucking great shit. So welcome, Winter.
Hey,
what's up?
First time caller, long time listener.
Who do you want to dedicate a song to tonight, and what do they have to say about it?
I'm gonna have to dedicate to my husband, who kind of is the inspiration between a lot of the characterizations that I use for Draco and pretty much all my fics.
You're like, how about that, huh?
Yeah, how about that? There we go. Mr. Winter.
We love him.
He's all right.
He's all right? All right. Okay, fine. Yeah. As we start off every episode, how did you get here? What was it that brought you to fan fiction?
Oh, boy.
I know that's a pretty overarching question, but... yeah. How did we get here?
Who am I?
Who am I? What am I doing?
What am I doing? Yeah, I'd been in fanfic when I was younger, mostly reading Doctor Who fics because I was obsessed with the show. And I had started it when Matt Smith was the 11th Doctor. So that was... oh.
That was a good time.
You know, he was, yeah, that was, you know.
That was a good time.
I love
it. I remember those days. That was a fine time.
So, yeah, so that was really fun. And I actually mostly was reading just platonic, like, action-driven. Like, right. You know, like, I was young. That was just what I was reading. And, you know, and then life happens. And so back in 2018, I won't get into details, but I had a traumatic experience that sort of led me on this mental health journey. And I'm very open about my experience because I think it's very, what I deal with is very stigmatized still with psychotic episodes. And I'd fallen into this really dark place. And then about a year and a half ago, I was coming out of it and I found, you know, going to like comfort characters again. And so I went back to reading some Doctor Who fics and even writing a little bit. And it was, you know, just like a comfort thing. And then House of the Dragon came out and it just pulled me back into, you know,
that was
really
so
writing.
Good.
So I was like, okay, well, this is
well, cool. And that Matt Smith parallel.
Exactly. That was it.
It was
like, oh, just shift a little bit.
Right.
More mature space now. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So that kind of pulled me back in. And then it was this pipeline. I mean, I was reading Detroit Become Human stuff, which was robots, AI, it's a video game, you know, so gay robots, to then down this rabbit hole. I kind of did Russian roulette with tags and things, just kind of whatever. Some fandoms that I didn't even know the characters, and it was just like, well, I'll just read this.
Right, let's see if the story pops.
And I was a fan of Harry Potter, but it was around the same time, I think the Lord of the Rings movies were coming out. As a kid, I loved Lord of the Rings. I read the book. So that was more what I was into at that time. So I kind of missed the Harry Potter fanfic, getting into that. But I fell into it. I think it was Fantastic Beasts Harry Potter fanfiction.
Oh, okay.
Because wow. My mind went, oh, the 11th Doctor wears a bow tie. This other character wears
You're
a bow
like,
tie. I think
there's some Rolf Scamander
so there was, it
things
was really
happening
deep.
here.
It was so deep how I got now. So yes, and it was like Newt and not Grindelwald, but the actor. So like he's the
Oh,
one
yeah.
character and then he changes, but in that fandom they like have him as a separate. So anyway,
Anyway.
it was interesting, okay? And
You're like,
so
that
then
was a
it so I
time.
that
That
was
was a
it was
time.
it was a time and I was reading, I was in Harry Potter fanfic, and then I somehow turned it's turned into Drarry. So I was reading Drarry and
Which is so
I
good.
so
Some
I
of
was
those are
just like
just
a
fucking
yeah,
insanely amazing.
the dynamic was just, it's really fun. And I mean that fandom is really fascinating because you don't know what you're gonna get, because I feel like with Hermione you can kind of sort by hits or kudos or whatever, and it's kind of a
Right.
somewhat of a gauge. I wouldn't say that's like a firm thing, because there's very underrated, there's many underrated picks, but with Drury it can have like the most kudos and it'll just be like, wow, that was interesting. And I'll yeah, so it's kind of like a
You really, yeah, you
Tom
really
Hanks sitting on
can't.
the you never know what you're gonna get, kind of. Yeah, but it was fun. And so I was like a step away from Hermione, and I was aware of the fandom, but I just wasn't interested in it. I don't know
Yeah.
why. And then I read, somehow I fell into it, and I read The Watergaw. So
Okay.
that was my first fic, Hermione fic. I loved it. It was the dynamic was fun. It was such a fascinating. I never read a Draco Hermione story before. So that was my introduction into that. And then I think from there is when it was about a year ago, because I just got the notification on Reddit that I had read it for a year now. But I
Oh my
joined the
gosh.
subreddit. So yeah, it was like a quick like, okay, I like this.
I like
So I
this.
joined
Yeah,
it.
I might want to try this again.
Yeah. And so I joined the subreddit to just like look for Rex, because it was overwhelming. There's so
Oh my
many fics.
God.
Yeah. And I'd
Yes.
come from a fan like fandoms where it was like, I would read atrocious things just to get a morsel of what I'm looking for. So coming over, it was just like, wow, there's a lot. And so I joined the
Yeah.
subreddit, and I think from there is when I found Wait and Hope,
Okay.
which was a really interesting experience for me, because part of my story was I forgot who I was. I forgot who my husband was. I didn't know I had kids. It was like, this is relatable in a really interesting way. So that it really fascinated me, that story. And it was fairly, I think it's one of, it wasn't that long of a fic. I don't remember. So I
I
kind of, I,
mean, I want to say it's not excessive,
no, it was like
but
a, it was,
yeah, it's
it was
probably
like,
like what, 40 chapters maybe?
I don't
It's
remember.
I mean, I know
Yeah.
it's probably close to 200K
Yeah.
words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I that was probably one of the few, I'm outing myself, long fics that I've read. Because from there I was like, okay, I'm gonna write. And when I'm writing, I have a really hard time investing in longer stories with the same, I mean, we do different characterizations, but with the same characters when I'm trying to write, so I
Right. Well, they
my
influence. You feel like it influences,
yeah,
or
and
it
just
pulls
my
your focus.
headspace. Yeah,
Pulls
my
your focus.
focus, where it's like I
Yeah.
just can't focused, and I'm
Yes.
not, and it's not like I don't think the fics are good or anything. It's just I'm not
No.
interested because I have this whole thing building in my head. So it's hard
Right.
to pull away, and if I just wanted to straight read something. And so I was looking for, I think I had said read something about a pure blood Hermione. I was like, oh, that's interesting. But then I was quickly like, oh, I want to read the flip of that, where I think it would be really funny if Draco found out that he was a Muggleborn. Like thick through, like in Hogwarts era, like he's already like a few years in, just bullet,
He was
that just like
adopted.
total.
They dyed his hair, like,
Well, so I couldn't find anything though, and so
right?
that's where I started writing. I was like, I'm just gonna write this, and so I started plotting it out. I'm like, I gotta figure out how would this happen, how would this work, and so I just like fell into it, and that's actually the first whip that I started, and it's kind of reaching, coming to a close. I say that, but. Yeah, so it's really fun. It's
What's that one
a
called?
Muggleborn.
Oh, okay.
I would say it's a bit of a parody on the canon books. But yeah,
Oh, there I see it.
so I created a whole backstory, and that's like I would say the first half of it is kind of a mystery, and then it goes into just chaos and fun and kids, teens being teens, and yeah,
Right.
it's a fun one.
Out of the ones that you have read, like, what is the one that sticks with you the most? What's your favorite?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the one story, and I believe it's just a one shot. It's called Draft of the Living Death. So it's kind of a play on the Draft of the Living Death, the way it's written. It's interesting because I think if I were to explain my personal experience with what I was dealing with to someone in the fandom, to be like, oh, if you want to know like kind of what it was like, so basic spoilers and stuff, but Hermione, her body's alive, but she, you know, inside, she's gone. And that's what it was like for me for years, like a couple years before finding the right treatment and stuff to get me to kind of come back to life. One shot was, it was like this really, it was tragic, but I really liked it because it was like a reminder of, wow, what could have happened had my husband not intervened and fought for me and got me the right doctors, got me the right, like that was what they projected me to be. So it was kind of like this reminder of like, wow, there's so many things to be grateful for. And it's just really well written. Just so that one probably like stays with you.
Yeah. Kind of like a glimpse of a possibility.
Yeah.
I love that.
Very sobering.
I'll have to, right?
Yeah.
I'll have to, I will definitely link that because I've never heard of that one.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, honestly, like there's so many. There's so many. Like I feel like it's a constant, you know. You know, when you're in, like, so think about like the scene when they're in the Gringotts vault of Bellatrix and they touch one thing and it just keeps, it just doubling inside. Yes. They just keep doubling. They keep doubling.
That's my TBR.
I feel like that's every day in the Dermione fandom. Like every single day you're in this vault and they're like, all the little things are just doubling, doubling, doubling. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Because
you said like the Water Gall was the first one that you've read. Well, that has literally been in my iPad on my TBR for like 8 months.
Oh yeah.
And it
I got all the long ones in my TBR. I've read a good amount of short things.
Right. Well, and I keep pushing, I don't know why I keep pushing it off, but because like I have to, you know, I'm just like, oh, what's this? Oh, what's this? Oh, what's
yeah,
this?
Right.
You know, every day another fucking little cup doubles in my vault, and all of a sudden I'm drowning in Hermione fanfics, which I mean, there's worse things to be, but you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So the Water Gall is on my, it's going to the top now, as well as Draft of the Living Death. We will put those both in the show notes for everybody who wants to read those. You know, in reading any sort of fanfic, you always have to look at your tags.
Mm-hmm.
We will keep pounding that home until the day we stop recording this podcast, that you always have to look at your tags. What are some tags that you really enjoy reading?
Pegging.
Nice.
The pegging agenda. No. I'll say this. Few other authors and I, we have the pegging agenda. We're trying to. No. It's a bit of a joke, but let's also we launched the Sub Draco Fest.
Yes.
Last month. So anything, honestly, for me, it just depends. I really like absurd things. So if I just see a funny tag where it's like, right, oh, that, like a pun or something, like I'm like, oh yeah, that's going so there was one, Dubious Consenticles. I don't know if you've read Tentacular by Akeka, or I know them as Doodleholic, but
I have that, not, but
it's,
I keep
seeing, Draco, I will keep say it is it
in,
excellent
in the Discord.
Yes.
I'm like, do I really want to go there?
Oh, you do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you do. You won't be disappointed. Okay. It's wonderful. It's a great read.
Tentacular it is. All right. Water Gall and Tentacular. You know, there's a point where like I will pretty much read anything. Like it just is, you know. I mean, there's always that thing of like, if you don't like it, you just close the tab. Like there's like, who's getting hurt? Nobody. Like it's free.
You don't have to finish the play.
No, you don't have to finish. Just... Nobody's testing you at the end of it, you know? Yeah. Nobody's gonna be like, oh well, did you enjoy it?
Away.
And if you say no, they're like, you're not gonna get hit. And also like, I know like your fan fiction etiquette, like if you don't like it, shut the fuck up and move on.
Like I had a so I went on a hiatus over the summer and then came back fairly recently, so I'd only been in the fandom for like 6 months.
Right.
Took a very long break because I had to, just things happening, but I kept in contact with a small group of authors, but I was out of the fandom. I came back And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, start posting again. It was like a huge deal. And so I started posting it, and like I get this comment, it was a 6-paragraph essay about how disappointed they were in me, and that the fic I was writing lost the Harry Potter charm. And you know, it was one of those where you're just like, I'm not sure what's happening, because it kind of had that, sorry if this hurts you, but I just, you know, need to say what I feel.
Fuck
like,
you.
Okay. Well, okay. So that was a, you know, excellent welcome back. No, it's been awesome. But
super
it showed
great,
me,
thanks.
It showed me how far I'd come, because normally, like, I mean, months ago, that would have been devastating, because I was just in a really vulnerable place trying to just reconnect with
you.
Well, yeah, myself, people just existing, human, being human being. But I read that and I was like, oh, well, now I'm just going to do this even more. You know, it just was like, okay. Like, it didn't, you know.
First of all, your disappointment has nothing to do with me. So thanks.
Well, I think sometimes people have a hard time recognizing what's personal preference over critique. And a lot of times it's, you know, they have this negative emotional reaction to something they read, and it's perceived as something about the writing is wrong, where it's possibly,
it's really not that it triggered something in them, and that they
just don't like, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
And so there's like this emotional reaction, I gotta say something about this, and it's like, okay, well,
it's the Yelp review rearing its ugly head. It's like, we don't have to review everything. Like, that's not what we're doing here. I didn't make your dinner. I wrote a fucking fic for myself.
Well, and it was like, I was like, first of all, it's a parody. And some of the things they pointed out was like, yes, that's what I was going for. You know, so it's just kind of funny.
Good on you for paying attention.
So I don't know. And I, who knows?
Well, I hope that person has the day that they deserve.
Those little inconvenient things. When you wash your hands, water runs down your sleeve.
Yeah, right? I hope your cup of tea is always like 10 degrees too fucking hot. So I have to talk to you about Major Ego Death Eater.
Yes.
I love this fic. Like, I have an emotional attachment to it. That is, I don't know if it's healthy, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
I love it. So much. This is one of those ones that it's like, if anybody gives me a wreck, like, I give this one back.
Thank you.
it's amazing. So let's talk about it. In this one, it starts out one way, and then it fully flips you on your fucking head, rolls you over, kicks you in the stomach, knocks you down a hill, drowns you, and then brings you back to life. And then
multiple times
you have to figure out where the fuck you are. So how did you come up with the idea for this?
So it's broken up into three acts, and it's supposed to invoke the feeling of kind of what it is like to be in a psychosis or go through the phenomenon of ego death.
Yes.
And so ego death has three phases. And so we've got act one, which is just the first chapter. And then you've got act two, which is what we're in now, which is the bulk of the story. And then we'll have act three, which is the coming back to reality, supposed to, you know, type thing. And so with what I had experienced with the psychotic episodes and things was that complete leveling of who I was.
Right.
So there was a long time where if you were to even ask me, you know, what's your favorite color? What do you like? Like, I didn't know. I'm fundamentally a different person than I was before, but I'm still me. And so I had to relearn how to be human, to the point where there's a part in the fic where Draco's punching a tree and Charlie comes up to him and he's like telling him to, you know, take off your clothes or something like that. And he's like, hands him a cup of water. And he realizes that part of why he's being so aggressive is he's physically uncomfortable. He's hot and he's thirsty. There's all this other stuff. But so that is straight from my own reality, where I remember, I have a checklist where if I start feeling bad, I'm like, did I drink water? Like, what's the temperature? And 9 times out of 10, I'm just physically uncomfortable. And so I'm having to relearn how to be like a human being. It's really an interesting thing. But so that is kind of where the format came from. The story itself actually started as a one shot. So a bit of what the first chapter is like, but it was written in a way that it was just a one shot. And I kind of sat on that for a while. And then other ideas, and just more depth and things started coming out as I'm on my own journey of just getting better and being able to reconnect with people and myself and different things like that. It started developing more from my initial idea that I had for Major Ego. It sprouted off an actual one shot that I have that's called The Running Club. And then
we stand The Running Club.
So that was kind of like a concept that and so that became a one shot. But then there also was a part.
And it's funny because I read Major Ego before, and then I went back and I was like, "Oh, what's this? I just need a little piece." And then I read The Running Club, and I was like, "Oh, there's the parallel."
So you can see where I kind of took a certain concept and I condensed it into so what would be like in this scenario?
Yeah, take that concept and move it over to this world.
Yeah, so you can see how
influence.
What's funny too is I had this bit as I started expanding it, and I ended up going back and I wrote an entire ending to Major Ego because of the non-linear with the act one and act three, how it kind of is. So I had to figure all that out. So as I'm writing it, I came up with this bit, but it read too comedic. It was too comedic. There is dark humor in my writing style is very irreverent. It's very, there is those comedic elements to Major Ego, but it's not a comedy.
It's very super heavy. Dry.
Yeah, it's very dry because that's me. I don't know how to do it any different.
It reads very well and very on brand for Draco, which whose POV the entire thing takes place
It is
very that dry British. There's not a lot of nuance. It is what it is.
Yes. And that is part of what my mental health stuff. I didn't have a very flat affect and how I perceive things. And this, so it was too rom-com. It just didn't, and it wasn't fleshed out or anything, but I just had this little exchange. I'm like, oh, this would be so funny. But I was like, I can't. And it would also take the story in a completely for how it got there. Anyway, so I just set it aside. And at this point, I don't think I had even started posting Major Ego yet because I posted other stuff. And so I just set that aside. But that little bit just kind of stuck in my head. And then I started just kind of developing it more. And it became another story that is complete and posted called 50 Shades of Granger.
Which we love.
And it was the whole part where Granger's like, you're in Missouri. And he's like, I'm in Missouri. He's like, yes, this is a miserable place. That little exchange there. So that became, so from Major Ego, there's all these offshoots of other stories that I ended up writing. So it was just kind of funny how that worked out. But
with 50 Shades of Granger, I love that. It's so fucking funny. It's almost this fish out of water because he's so out of his element. And he's also so in love with her. And he's also so...
He's pathetic.
Pathetic. Oh my God. It's just this, it's like, I'll do anything you want me to do. Just don't stop paying attention to me.
Yeah.
And it's so funny too, because there's almost the opposite in Major Ego Death because of the fact that you're in the part where he doesn't realize any of that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
He's
so detached right now. Honestly has no idea what he.
So I'm gonna kind of rewind and give a little synopsis, but if you don't mind me talking about your fucking fic.
Oh yeah.
So in the beginning of this, Draco is on a Death Eater mission and comes upon a safe house and happens to find a child within this safe house. And for some unknown reason to him, he has this compulsion to save the kid and bring her back and take care of her. He doesn't know why. He's thinking in his head he just is a retro, maybe he wants to take her and use her as a bargaining chip, or maybe there's some reason that he wants to take this kid. And so he takes her back to the manor and ends up taking care of her. But it's the funniest Mr. Mom vibe. In this whole portion of the fic of him trying to take care of this child. Was she four?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So she's 4 years old. So acting as a four-year-old would. And now he's trying to take care of her and trying to appease her and make her happy because he just has this thing. He just wants her to be happy. He wants her to be safe. He wants her to be happy. And he doesn't understand why. There's no history of it. He's never been around a child. He doesn't think he's ever cared for anybody in this manner. It's just this complete out of nowhere blast of parental affection. So it's so very out of character for him to do that. And then as the fic comes along, you kind of figure out why. And then there is this large loss of time for him. There's a loss of time. There's a loss of memory. There's a loss of feeling, a loss of everything. He doesn't understand why. In the second part, it kind of comes back to him under, like, not even him. It's a flashback, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's flashbacks of the things that came before. And then you find out all the backstory, and then it kind of, you know, is moving towards those things meeting. But the backstory is so fucking good because he is so messy.
You train wreck.
He is so messy, but it's not, I mean, it's literally not any of his fault. You feel like all of these things are being done to him and he just wants to rest. Like, he just wants to chill. Like, he just wants to be a person. It's like, I'm stuck in this situation and I keep getting fucked up and I'm so angry. So like the scene where you were talking about where he just needs water, he doesn't even understand like who he is anymore. He's been tortured so much. He's been fucked over for so long. He's been, you know, abused and neglected, and he just doesn't feel like a human. So he doesn't have any of the human compulsions that other people have that were raised differently. He just is like, I'm just existing in this shell, and whatever you want to do to me is just fucking fine. Like, whatever, I'll take it.
Kind of resigned to this.
Yes.
But,
yeah. So then he has these bursts of anger where he just can't handle it. And like you said, it's human needs that are coming through. Like that he's so basic.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost animalistic.
Yes, it is very the hierarchy of needs.
Yes.
It's very cerebral, like,
but it's
psychology.
So layered and it's so fucking nuanced, and it's so beautiful because you get this chance to like travel through these levels of humanity in the sense of like, this is the Dramione universe. So we all know like things are going on, but you know, like the world building is so good.
Yeah, it's a very cathartic fic to write, because I would say the internal, where I get a lot of the what his internal processing is, I mean, if you want to take a look inside my head and how I had to process the past 6 years, that's what it felt. I mean, the anger, like I had anger all the time to, you know, it was unexplained. Like, I didn't even know why I was getting angry sometimes, and just like rage, a lot of rage, and because you're just confused, you know, because there's so much confusion, and like, I don't know what you want from me, like, what am I supposed to do? Because at the end of the day, he's legitimately like, I just tell me what to do.
Yeah,
that's what he's been so used to for so long, just waiting for, you know, so
orders.
When you have someone giving him a direct order, it starts calming him down, because it's like, okay, like, because his brain can kind of hone in on, this is what I'm doing now, and it's like a comfortable thing to do. Or when he is lashing out and it creates this fighting, it's more, almost more comfortable for him,
right,
having that tension rather than someone being kind to him,
right?
It's just like,
well, and then most of his orders do come with a dose of pain. So there's that other part of it, like, he doesn't understand anything, like, he doesn't want the pain, but at the same time, he doesn't understand anything else.
Yeah. So you get in this.
Yeah.
There's a really odd, I forget what the what it's called, but so something that I struggle with even to this day is when things are going well, or you're in a positive scenario, like positive things keep happening, not just like a peaceful thing, but like good things happening. The dread that just washes over me, or feeling like I'm getting punched in the chest of paranoia. Because you're so used to really tough painful things that it's like, at least I know what this is. Happy things, things, it's just like,
I don't understand this.
Feel ill, like it's like too much. You know, I think of like, if someone's been starving for a long time and you start just loading them up with food, it's gonna not be a great thing. So it's kind of that, where it is like, just give me small doses of joy right now, or different things. And I don't even think we've gotten any joy yet, but
I mean, with him in this fic, like, there are little tiny moments, like his relationship with Molly, like he that was so, I mean, it, obviously it, like, it doesn't, I mean it happens in the first fucking chapter, it doesn't work out,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm not
there's
spoiling
a,
anything,
a,
it gets
so
fucked up,
much
but
more to come in
the
first chapter. You'll go back and have to reread.
Yeah,
this thing is not.
Oh, I know. I'm sure. I'll probably reread it 3 times. I don't care.
Yeah, there's like the delayed. I felt like I got away with some things with the tagging. I don't know. I don't mind spoiling stuff, but I won't, because when you read through the first chapter, there's certain events that happen and you just kind of read through it like, okay. And mm-hmm. then as you get into the middle part and the part where it's like, what the past was, it's like, yeah.
oh shit.
And it has this delayed hit of like, oh, and the more you read, you're like, oh no.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of it comes out with his experiences. I mean, war is one thing. Like, mm-hmm. you know, everybody deals with their trauma in this universe, you yes. know, in their own way. And like, I mean, it is fictional, so it's not like I'm, you know, but trauma is trauma. Yes. And it works itself out in different ways for every single character. Mm-hmm. So his trauma is dealt with in a way that I feel is very special, because I don't see a lot of other fanfics. I mean, I haven't read everything. Like, I'll say again, like, you can't, it's not an exhaustive fucking list of every fanfic that's ever been written. From what I have read and what I have experienced, the way that you deal with male trauma in this fic is very unique. So saying in a way that most of the trauma in fanfic is taken from the female perspective. And in this one, it flips it on its head. And it's like, no, the same things happen to men.
Mm-hmm. And we're especially going to, in war and yes. in like military, you know, so it's kind of paralleling.
Where in this, Draco is dealing with, you know, physical trauma, psychological trauma, sexual trauma, deprivation trauma. Like, he's dealing with so many different layers of all of these things, and they're compiling on top of each other. Mm-hmm. So it's like this fucking sandwich of shit that he mm-hmm. constantly has to eat. And he has to say thank you and ask for seconds sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible, but it's also beautiful in the way that you deal with it, because you make him so, I don't know, it's just the emotion that comes out of him, the way that you've written him in this is so, I don't know, it's fucking beautiful. That's all I have to say. It's fucking beautiful. Aww.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to hear it in that way, because I don't know, this sometimes I feel like when I talk about what I've been through and stuff, it can like kind of put people off, or it's like, this is too depressing, because when I'm writing this story, I'm like, oh, this is what he's feeling and stuff, like it's just so normal to me, where it's right. like, this is just what I know, kind of mm-hmm. As far as like the depth of some of the pain and stuff. And even, you know, there's this most recent chapter, there's a torture scene in it. And yeah. I have this character where he modifies spells, and it's to do more of like a psychological
mm-hmm.
torture thing to it. And so he modified the Cruciatus Curse. So it localizes the pain in one part of the body, and he kind of had it moving up. And there's a part where it gets to his jaw, mm-hmm. where Draco's jaw. So that actually, so in a bit of irony, so this was chapter 12, I think. So yeah. this was back in August, and I had this several different versions of this in outline form
mm-hmm.
Back in the summer. I ended up having, again, I'm very open about this stuff, so I don't mind sharing.
Yeah.
So I ended up having in by October another psychotic episode, which is why I went on hiatus for a long yeah. time. It was ironic because I was writing this chapter where it's going to have mimic a bit of a psychotic break and all this stuff. So I'm like, writing this chapter, I have to take a break, because I really leaned into this one, you know? And so this was in October. And so when I had that, I do different type of treatment because of what works for me. I don't react really well to medication, and I'm not going to get into all the medical
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
No. Not a medical podcast. And I don't want to give false
we
information.
We are not doctors. We are not therapists. We are not qualified.
So I'm not going to get into that, but my husband there, he's very adamant about, you know, what they can give me and all the stuff. But they had to, because a lot of with my stuff, it comes when I'll just stop sleeping for days.
Okay.
Like, it was just I get into a really stressful thing. So we had external things happening that was just very triggering to me.
Right.
Like, I had, it wasn't a usual thing. And so I had, it was kind of like a perfect storm for me for this to happen. And so I relapsed, and so I'm in the hospital. They have to get me to sleep though. And so they gave me a really powerful antipsychotic. I'm not going to say what it is,
right?
But just a 2-dose thing just to knock me out, to get me to sleep so I can kind of recalibrate or whatever.
Yeah.
So the side effects of that drug are gnarly though. It will, like, what it does to your muscles. And so 2 days I'm, you know, coherent again, and I'm back to myself, but my jaw felt like it was being ripped from my body. Like, oh, it was God. The most painful thing I've ever seen. And I've experienced a lot of like physically yeah. painful things. I've birthed two children completely natural. Like, I've done, I'm athletic. Like, I've been, and this was, it was insane. It was insane. Like, I can't even describe it. And it, not knowing what, I think also when you don't know, like, why is this happening? That adds right. another layer.
Yeah. There's no source cause.
Yeah. It's not like where, you know, if I'm running and I injure myself, it's like, oh, I know why I'm in pain. So there's a bit of, I don't know, but when it was just like, random feels like there's an invisible person.
Hey, somebody
like,
punched you in the jaw, but they really didn't.
You know, yeah. And so like, I ended up having to go back to the hospital, and you know, they took care of it and all that stuff, and ended up being fine. But it was just like, oh, I'm gonna use this, you know. So that, so I rewrote that entire part because of my experience, and that a lot of the stuff that I write, and not even just in this book, but a lot of like really funny how, you know, life imitates art kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was inspired.
That was inspired. All that yeah. pain. Yeah, really fucking happened.
Yeah, it Thanks. Was wild. Like, and
hope
I
you
and
enjoyed.
I'm not...
Hope you leave a kudos. Like
right. Hope it was worth it. Someone's like, this wouldn't happen. This like that is not and I'm like, well, let
this
me tell
is
it.
Not
no.
realistic. I don't believe That's this would happen in the Harry Potter universe.
Like, well, 11 you. In my universe, so no, I it is just wild. Yeah. And I'm not a very emotive person. I'm very, like I said before, like I am like how he reads very dry and yes. stuff. Like I am a very, and I'm not a romantic person. Like with a lot of my fics, like I know this is Dramione and I don't know if like this is like, I'm just not a romantic, but I mean, I do the romance stuff, but it is very much like the backseat of why I'm writing. I'm like, give me action, give me like plot, give me mystery, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
I think that's what's so fun with this story is it's just like, we'll say this. As far as Draco Malfoy's character, I equally love and hate him.
Uh-huh.
So that reflects where it's like, I hate him, like what he represents, you know, more right. canon wise. And I'm like, I just want him to get wrecked. But at the same time, I love this character and it's a comfort character and I want, right. you know, I want it to work out. And I, you know, so it's like, there's this real, you know, I think part of the thing is like, there's a part where like Harry, he can, I'll just say this, he can kind of see people's magical signatures and there's
right.
like,
well,
this
he's
dichotomy.
Blind.
Yeah.
Blind
and,
in the fic.
Yes. He's blind.
Yes, he's blind.
So for how that happened and how he yes. like left him with this ability to just see people's magical cores, and he can see within Draco like this conflict of his right. magic because he has the dark mark, but he's also under this vow now. And so, but also it's like a lot deeper than that where he is just a conflicted character.
Yes.
And that kind of is, I don't know, represents a bit of how I feel about his character, where it's like I very much in my mind stories like want him to be happy, but it's like you're gonna
hurt.
Gonna you're gonna hurt
you.
First
you need to do some atonement.
Yes. Yeah. Where I'm like, just I want Hermione to be happy though. No, I
well,
love a Vamp
funny,
Hermione.
Yeah.
Like I can't. Oh, I don't.
Well,
I think that's why I don't
Granger.
Write a lot in her point of view is because I feel like I might go off the rails with it, and she's just gonna be like out for blood or something.
Well, have you read Trials and Tribulations of Draco Malfoy's Employment?
Oh,
she is B A M F capitals with like neon lights behind it. She is of the fuck around and find out variety in Good. That fic, and it is so glorious. Like
I love it.
Just like, you know what? I don't have time for your shit. I don't have time for anyone's shit.
See,
I'm on my way. You guys can fucking come along and shut up about it.
As it should be.
It's so
I'll good. Read all kinds of characterizations, but I love I just want her to say, I don't have time for this anymore.
Kick ass and take names.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Well, and that's kind of how she presented in the running club too. Like,
oh yeah. And that's
that
me
catalyst.
Writing from her phone. I'm like, I can't not, like, it's just
well, that catalyst of like, I'm hurting, you guys are probably hurting too. This is what I'm doing to make it better. Like, hey, maybe you want to do it too. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh yeah, this works.
Yeah.
Well, hey, this is a fucking
well,
great idea.
And that thing is like, that was, I guess that was literally me. Cause I ran, like I run, yeah. like that's what I did. Someone had commented, I think it was got wrecked on Reddit, I think, and someone
oh, okay.
someone tagged me in the comment or something like that, where it was like, so is running, you know, really common with Dramione? Like, were you inspired? And they said some other fic, and I'm like, no. I gotta be honest with you, I have no idea. I just run, and so I really
like, that's me. Yeah, there is another fic where she runs and I can't remember what it is. That's gonna drive me nuts. I'll put it in the show.
Yeah,
notes
I think,
it.
Man, this was.
God, that's going to make me.
I posted it. So, yeah, it was a while back. I don't remember what it was, but it was
she
another.
She would get up
one.
In the morning and she would run, and then she got him to go with her, and he was like, this is fucking terrible. But he did it anyway because he wanted to be with her.
Oh, huh, that is funny. So I could see why they would thought. I was like, I don't know, they're running. It's like, it's
yeah,
a common
I'll have
thing
to,
that people
I'll have
do.
to, I'll have to research that and then
Okay, let
I'll
me
put it
know.
in the show notes because if I can't figure it out, it's going to make me crazy.
Well, and they were
So.
like, this is a completely different story, though. And I was like,
Totally
okay.
different.
Okay.
No,
Because I
no,
was
no.
like, is
Yeah,
it the same? Did
the
I accidentally
parallel
finish
ends
right or
there.
something?
Literally, the parallel ends there. Like
I have been not accused. That sounds really dramatic, but
maybe it was Detrique. I don't know. She runs in
Detrique.
some Detrique. Oh my God. Have you read
I
that?
have not read that one.
Oh
I've
my.
heard of it. It's a slow burn. Is that
Oh.
the really like
Oh.
slow burn one? That's one. I have like
She's
I hear all these like big fix and I'm like, oh, that's the one that it doesn't have Batman in it. And then the and then I have like these like ideas of like what these figures because I see him wrecked all the time and so they're all sitting in my TBR, but I'm just like, well, I'll get to it. But
Okay, so yeah, so Detrique is now at 107 planned chapters.
oh, so it's a WIP. It's not finished?
No, it's not finished.
Oh, this whole time I thought it was.
No.
Oh.
She just posted
Oh.
105 like this week. And then was literally 106, and then she posted 105, and we're all like, no, we don't want it to end. It is General Hospital.
Oh.
It is the
Oh.
General Hospital of Fix, and we're like,
That is
please don't
fucking
end it. Can you just
amazing.
keep
Oh, how epic.
endless epilogues, please? Like, just keep
Yeah, just
stringing us
keep it
along. We don't
going.
fucking care. Just keep us in. It
Get our
actually
grandchildren.
starts. It starts in sixth year, and it is all Hermione's perspective, and it is literally just her growing into a person from 6 year Hermione all the way through. And it goes through the whole war. It goes through,
So it's more of a
find
character study of
it is a
her.
character
Okay.
study. It is so beautiful. Like Draco doesn't even, he's an asshole for like the first 60 chapters. Like you don't even, he doesn't even come into play. Like there's glimpses of him. Like he is at school with them. He does his Draco stuff. There is, he plays the piano in the fic, which is beautiful. He's fucking genius at that. But there's not, it is not your classic, I'm doing air quotes, Dramione story until like chapter 70, perhaps. And then it kind of gets into their relationship. They finally come back together and they kind of go through this little song and dance of like trying to figure out what they are to each other. Where it stands right now is the best thing I've ever read. It is
Well,
so good. Like literally every single chapter that comes out, I'm like, it can't get better than that. And then the next one comes in and I'm like, fuck. Like,
hold my beer.
hold, yeah, seriously. Yeah, the author's name is Hysterical, but it's not spelled like regular hysterical. It is so fucking good. Yeah.
Nice.
I will ride for that fic.
I can see that. Wow.
Right? Yeah, I'm pretty passionate
I gotta
about
add
it.
it now.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that I think it's because it's still a WIP that it doesn't get the attention that it deserves. There is a beautiful podfic that has been ongoing on, I want to say Spotify, that a creator named Karma Cookie has been recording this fic, and I think they're up to like chapter 80 plus now. But yeah, it is, and they're so good at it. It's very of the time, so they have musical references, they have pop culture references. There's they even put like the songs into the podfic. It's I mean, I'm sorry, now I've
Oh,
hijacked
that's
this whole
awesome.
entire
No,
podcast
you're
and
good.
it's
You're
this
good.
whole
It's
entire
you're all good.
podcast.
How dare you?
I really feel like though that
It's about me.
you would enjoy it. Like you from your like you would enjoy it because it is very, it's this human story of this character trying to understand where they fit in life and making so many mistakes. Oh my
Yeah.
God. Oh my God. There's this one part where, like her first day on the job, she goes to work at the ministry and she's in this one department that she's with a very hard, it's like the lawyers or whatever, like the law department or I don't even know what it's called, fuck it, but but
That
there's this
place.
very like hard ass lawyer that's like their boss, and she had to like interview to get in here, so it's this very coveted for Hermione position, and literally like her first thing she completely dismantles the whole entire goblin to wizard pay scale. Like she advocates for the goblins to get like pay raises. She's like, this is archaic. And so she basically shuts down the whole entire ministry because like the goblins revolt and they pretty much run
You
everything. Like
2.0.
yes. Yes. She's just
I
like, you know what? Fuck it. Like
didn't
but
learn the first time.
yeah.
That's awesome.
It's yeah. So it's good. It's really, really great. So anyhow. How tangential can I get, right?
I love a tangent.
So anyway, read it.
I will.
When are we thinking the next update? Because I think you just did an update on.
Yeah. Alter so Ego. I'm alternating with Muggleborn. So I do. Okay. I'm trying to do every other weekend with okay. both of them. So this is right. a Muggleborn weekend, which nice. It's also a holiday. So I'm, and I've got, okay.
Right.
Game changer. I've got betas and alphas now, which I, with all the other, the stuff I've written, it's me, myself, and I, but, right. And the line editing is what is the most, time consuming and just like brain melting. And it's yes. And so I was like, this is nice.
Right.
And there are people that they're awesome. And, you know, so I have a little group chat for each fic with them. And so that has made a huge difference in my ability to be more consistent with my updates. And then I'm also working on my fic for the Sub Draco Fest, which is going to it's probably going to be similar to lengthwise to 50 Shades of Granger. Okay. Completely different fic. But so that one's going to be really fun because it's going to have hoping to do a lot of art with it because it's based on a manga anime series.
Ooh, okay.
It's going to be pretty gnarly, though. What? I'm so excited. I'll just say it's going to be called His His Kiss, and it's based on Chainsaw Man. So he's going to be feral. Like, I'm so excited for it. Feral Draco.
What?
That's coming up. Yeah. Oh, so those get revealed in June. Oh, his birthday.
Look at that.
So that's been fun. So I got that. And then I've got a few other art projects I'm doing for some other fics and collabs and things. So it's been busy, but having the help, it's just been life changing. So much more. I think when I was first starting, it's hard, you know, because it's just a vulnerable thing, and I wasn't a writer, so I didn't really know what I was doing. So having anyone just come in and be like, "You did this wrong," it was right? like, "I don't mean
well,
to."
Yeah, have you thought about this? have you thought about this style, or what if you switch this to this? And you're like, "What?"
Okay. So this is a funny story. So when I first, I got to give a little shout out to Mistress Lynn. So she's the one who kind of plucked me from obscurity because I had this art of Draco pulling a Maverick on his broom, so he's like flipped upside down, flipping Umbridge off, and he's got a Jason Voorhees mask on. And it was from Muggleborn. I just posted it last June on the subreddit. And, you know, I got like some comments on it. I didn't know who she was. Again, like, I feel like such an asshole sometimes because people are like, "Oh, have you read this? You know, this author." I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm like learning. I was only in it for 6 months and then like took all this time off and I came back and it was just like, "Oh, did you know your stuff's been all over Reddit?" And like, you know, I was like,
And your answer was, "I'm just a baby.
I don't know what's happening." I started getting like a serial commenting on my 50 Shades of Granger fic. And I was like, "Wow, this is awesome. This person is like really, you know, they have these really thoughtful comments." You know, they're like pulling out the, you know, when people pull out like quotes and all that stuff, you're like, "Oh, I feel so special." You know, I'm like, what a wonderful reader this person is. You know, I'm like commenting back. And then I was like, "I'm going to check out, they must be a writer too," you know, until I check out and I was like, "From Wiltshire with Love." I was like, "I've heard of that." I was like, Oh. And so she ended up finding me on Discord and we connected and she's just awesome. Yeah. But she read The Running Club and I just remember her messaging me something about like, "Well, you're," because we didn't know each other very well at all at this point. And it was just like, "Your use of prose, something, something." And like, I was like, "Google's prose. Google." I don't know what's happening. I don't know. I was just.
Can I just copy paste this whole entire thing into a Google search bar?
No, I had another comment. I think it was on Major Ego Death Eater a while back where someone said something about my use of pathos. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I feel smart.
I feel smart, but I don't know. Is Google. It coming out?
I am a fraud, Google. I'm actually just a walking chat GPT. Like, I'm just like, there's just like little like robots inside me. Just
you're two midgets in a trench coat. It's fine.
Yes, exactly. You found me out. One is winter, busted. One is Wells. There we go.
You're literally a minion. It's fine.
So anyway, having people to tell me how to correctly Because I was like, my grammar was vibes. And I had the one of my betas is a copy editor. Like, that's what they do. Uh-huh. And so they're like, I thought I'd, you know, try to beta. And they went through Major Ego, like went back and like, bless him, like read the entire thing and went through and like, they're like, that was actually pretty impressive. Like, they found me just like very minimal stuff.
Right.
So I went and back and it was just like, okay, the vibes were working, but it nearly killed me.
You're like, can somebody else do it this time?
Yeah, no, it's
how about I delegate this task from now on? And this is for you.
Yep. I was like, I can't go back. No.
No.
So now when I like message on Discord and stuff, it's just atrocious. Like, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, they get what I'm saying.
You guys get it, right? The vibes are right. We're fine. Kind of sounds like the same
idea. That server, the Writers Society server, has been awesome.
Oh,
and that's where I found. I posted on there, and I was like, yes. Anyone want to help me with this?
Right, I love it in there. It is so great. So yeah, it has been really nice to, because I'm coming from a completely different like area. Like I write, but I just kind of dabble. Like, I haven't actually ever published anything on AO3. I haven't, you know, I've been kind of dicking around with it. Now that I've started this. The podcast, like, I have zero time to write because I'm literally have my headphones on and I'm editing 100% of the time doing stupid TikToks, you know. So, you know, coming from that completely different side of it, it is so interesting to see like the camaraderie and like the support and how we all, like, every Discord that I'm a part of is a fucking little, you know, microcosm of wonder. Like, everybody in there is, you know, you get on these, like, these little threads of each different topic, and it's all such good stuff.
I think navigating internet spaces can be so challenging. So finding your little niche group, because I know there's a lot much larger servers, and I'm like, I can't.
It is a cool little space to be in. And I love Dramione Writer Society. We'll tag that again.
Before that, I had just really kept to private chats and things like with groups of people. So the servers, it's been awesome to get to expand my circle.
Right.
I've had such great mentors that like very prolific writers that just kind of fell into this group. And that's been so awesome in helping me navigate the fandom, because it can get, and I've dealt with in real life some really crazy narcissistic, like just like really negative things. And like the internet, you know, the internet.
Oh, it's a lawless hellscape. And
Dramione can, you know, no fandom is immune to that, especially the bigger it is. Like, you have to curate your online experience. You have to just find your niche group, whatever, however you say that.
Yeah.
And
it's niche. And
niche.
Totally fucking kidding. I'm just being an
asshole. And then you. Find your niche group and then and just have fun with it, because it's fandom. It should be
it's
a fun escape.
We're all doing this for fun.
Yeah, and then you can get, again, it's the internet, so you have to kind of be the one to set your boundaries and things.
Right.
And so I'm just so thankful that I've had found such a wonderful group of people. And so then finding that server, it's been like, okay, well, meeting newer writers and things that are just now starting to post stuff, I'm like, oh, you know, encourage, it's just fun to encourage and help beta and read over things. And
sure. And I mean just the amount of fucking creativity and new ideas and like all of these things coming out, I'm like, where did you think of this? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Like, I could never, but that's why I interview you guys. Like, I'm just a big fan, and I'm like, I just want to talk to you. Can I just hang out with you? Come on.
I'll sometimes write. I have a couple of, I say I'm a nice troll.
No.
I've written a fic in Simlish. So I had been posting on fanfiction.net. I was cross-posting some stuff, and that place is now the Wild West when it comes to comments and things. And I had posted on there when I was younger, but it was a completely different fandom. And I don't know what it is about Harry Potter, but it was like, well, this is different. And I ended up just like abandoned. Like, I'm like, well, see ya. Like, I'm not going back to that place. But I ended up after that, I wrote a fic in Simlish. And I think the stats on it are wild, because I think it has like over 7,000 hits.
Uh-huh.
It's just called an NSFW Dramione. But
Simlish.
It's got like only 40 kudos, but it's like we're 7,000, and I'm like, I think people assume I'm
like,
legitimately.
I want to read some dirty
the fandom.
Dirty.
Well, the English is in the notes if you want to, you know, check it out. But it has some nice artwork there that people can enjoy. But you know, stuff like that. And then I have another one that is pretty fun that, you know, poured my heart and soul into, that it's a one shot with,
oh my god,
you know, just rickrolling people though. It literally is. I wrote I think it's called just roll with it, just roll something. I don't even remember what it's called, but I wrote it, and I have like there's art with that one too, but I like did it, made a little summary, and it was like 10 years after the war, Draco makes a startling confession, something like that. And I have like all these tags, and then it's literally just the lyrics to the
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah. So yeah, I just want to like, my dream is that when people do a looking for fic on the subreddit, is people like, oh, I got just the fic for you, and they like, you know, you can add it, but then like chain, you know, make like the hyperlink title. Like, this is the perfect fit. Take all your boxes, and it's just, but it's like, you know, all in good fun,
right? I mean, nobody got hurt. Nobody got hurt. No, it wasn't.
Nobody got hurt.
It wasn't a bomb. Like.
But I just love doing it. You just can't take yourself too seriously. I guess that's what I'm trying to say here.
That's it.
You just can't take yourself too seriously. It's fanfic. It's
right.
Fun. It's, you know, it's a great time.
Well, and you know, at the end of the day, like honestly, we are all just doing this for, you know, shits and giggles.
Exactly. Yeah. Just, I mean, it's wizard porn. I mean, yeah. Come on, people.
Oh,
what do you expect?
I tripped into like the porniest porn that I've ever like fallen into the other day. And I was like, wow.
That sounds like a synopsis for a porn.
I know,
but
I didn't.
I fell into this porn.
Yeah. Like literally, I tripped in the hall. And yeah, I was like, wow. I was not expecting that. Like it was one of those things of, oh, they wrecked this fic and it was the same author. And so I was like, oh, well, let's just see what else they've written. And because the fic that I read, I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, this is fine. The next one I picked, I was like, I'll just read this. And I was like, oh my God. Like
that's a known thing across like fandom, like in like AO3, where like any fandom where you find an author, you're like, wow, I really like this. So you go to their profile and like, let me find another. And it's like the most, you're just like, well, that was not... They wrote that, and then they wrote that. Okay,
right? Yeah. Wow, the range.
The range.
I mean, because literally, that was straight fucking porn. I felt embarrassed reading it. I was like,
really?
I mean, I'm not a prude, but holy fuck!
Like, that's amazing. Drop the link.
Oh, I know, right? Well, now,
I'll research purposes.
Yeah, for sure. Research purposes. We need to figure out how to write it. It was a masterclass. Like, did somebody just go through the old penthouse letters? Because it was a lot. I mean, did I read it? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I read it. I'm no coward.
I finished the plate.
I ain't no quitter.
Commit to the bit.
You gotta go.
All
you
the bits.
Gotta go through it. You know, the only way out is through. I mean, exactly. How would I have ever known what happened?
Yeah,
the
captive. It was just that captivating. You know, like the story arc is compelling. The, you know, their use of prose,
their pathos.
Yeah, pathos. Whatever. See, I don't even know how to say it.
And also, he had a big one. It was very nice. I enjoyed it. Anyhow,
so was this dry? So
yes, it was very dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Hermione enjoyed it too.
Oh, she did. She enjoyed it like 30 times.
Oh my god. I hope the tag refractory what refractory would exist for that.
Seriously.
Because I feel like that should be I've not
well
seen
it was
that.
Over I mean it wasn't in one time. It wasn't in one day.
What?
I mean there was like
Come
now
on.
I'm disappointed. Now
suspend reality. Embrace fans.
If there was a refund available, no.
Missed opportunity.
Seriously. Yeah, I'm not even gonna tell you what I'll private message you.
Okay.
I don't want to out myself.
Research. We're
I'll be like, here. Hey, come over here. Meet slide me down the corner. I can slide this into your pocket.
Open the trench coat.
Yeah, seriously. Back alley deals.
Back alley Rex. That should be like a another subreddit in back
alley Rex.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, this one would this one is it. This one is it. She's on the DL for sure.
And
you're probably I'll probably send it to you and you'll be like, oh bitch, I read this Tuesday. Like, yeah. You prude.
That was my first pick.
Oh, what are you kidding? I read that as a bedtime story.
Oh, that's my god. Positive affirmations for the day. I got it printed
like
out.
A good girl. That's my
take to my mirror.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyhow, on, you know. So, Winter, where can the people find you on social media?
Yeah. You can find me on Tumblr, which I believe my users on there is just Winter Wells. I'm also, I don't post a lot because I forget, but I'm on Instagram and TikTok as the Winter Wells.
The Winter Wells. Okay.
The Winter Wells. The one and only. The Winter Wells.
The goddamn Winter Wells.
God.
All right. So I will post all of those in the show notes. And I just want to say thank you for coming and hanging out with me tonight. And it's been a god dang pleasure.
Oh, this is fucking awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
And thanks all of the Lights 11 for suggesting.
Right.
Inviting me.
We love her.
Yes, she's yeah.
She lives right down the freaking. She lives down the road, like 20 minutes away from me.
Yeah, how awesome! I gotta figure out how to teleport her apparition. Meet you there.
Teleport her ass over.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, go read some goddamn Hermione. I love you. Bye.